Very likely the children of former students. Some of you are both Veronica, Chris, Sadie, Nate, Ashley, Scott, Beth, Allie, Renee and Rachel, Morgan, Andrew, so many of you. I ask you graduates to consider the people gathered here today, the people among whom you sit. I know that these are some of the finest people I have ever known. We get wildly distorted views of our fellows from the madness of the mass media, an industry that seems to be dedicated to the latest horror 24/7, searching out the more current and the more cruel. My view of that, I prefer the lyrics from the Irish rock band The Saw Doctors. Give me the good news. Forget about the bad. Give me the good news, the happy, not the sad. And the good news for me is you people, Lauren and Katie, and their work with the developmentally challenged, the Best Buddies program, the Tiny Tomahawks, Amnesty International, Katie and the other members of the Diversity Awareness, Aubrey and the Student Council, all those food drives, all those clothing drives you ran for the local shelters and the food pantries, Kelly Strout and her passionate concern for the little children that she teaches in daycare. 2 weeks ago, quite fortuitously for my family and I, Shana Farillo of the class of 99 stopped to see me. She just graduated from Boston College. She's leaving very soon to return to Chile, leading a group of students who will work with the poor. There are those of you like Jay Boyd who choose to serve your country, or like Bill and Brian Griffin are serving your town. I think of the many recent grads from Algonquin who are, in fact, teachers in both Northborough and Southborough. Jen Talbot, Carrie Tewitt, Jen Shea, her sister Sarah, John Frederick, Melissa Farrell, Deb Davidson, Mike Carrigan, all of them good, good people. I've said many times at faculty meetings and to each of our administrators that we unquestionably have the finest student body in the world. Pretty nice group of teachers, too. None of us is perfect. Ask Mel. We all struggle with our issues, but in our typical way, we are very good people. In all the emotional turmoil of Reese's funeral, nothing struck me so much as I watched you and listened to you speak or play music or bring the gifts to the altar. What wonderful people you actually are, and what a privilege it has been for me to be a small part of your life. Wordsworth put it well in Tintern Abbey. I think he was writing about you when he wrote, "The best portion of a good man's life, his little, nameless, unremembered acts of kindness and of love. For this lifetime of meeting and knowing, I am profoundly grateful." Finally, I'm filled with great hope. If there is nothing else you can remember from this talk, remember this: it works, this life of ours, or rather, we can choose to make it work. In spite of the few in our world who are paranoid or crazed or greedy or violent or pathologically ambitious, you and I, we possess the talent and the capacity, and I trust the will, to live in harmony. You are my hope. You are the world. You are the children, to quote that famous song of a decade ago when we enjoyed a more positive sense of global connection. It's you. You are the world. Not in some hoped-for future of your lives when you invented the real world, as Taylor spoke so well about. I dislike that phrase, the real world. This, right here, right now, is the real world. Along with so many of you out there, the old-time townies, the old family names, the Bissetts and the Bassetts, the Bertinazzis, the Bartolinis, you are China, Russia, Mongolia, Korea, Brazil, Colombia, Canada, Lebanon, Ireland, yes, Scotland, and of course, Wales. You are the many varieties of Christian, Jew, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, atheist, agnostic, and you are here and you are in harmony. It works. I have to believe the reason it works is our education, our learning, defined here as the honest, free, and respectful exchange of ideas. It is our willingness to learn above all else that leads to harmony. Siddhartha taught, ignorance is our common enemy. I look out at you here today and I see the diversity of our human experience. I saw you in that diversity at St. Rose's Church last Tuesday morning, Muslim, Christian, Jew. And for what I personally took from that, I personally took great hope for our collective future. I assure you that this life we live is filled with purpose. It's filled with meaning. We learn from our experiences, however dark and painful. Remember, it's always about the learning. It's not about the grades. I am not deluded in my optimism. I know you're destined to struggle. We all are. For some reason, it seems the way we learn the best. I'm convinced that most of you right here, right now, are doing the best that you can. Thoreau wrote, God himself culminates in the present moment and will never be more divine in the lapse of all the ages. From Emerson's letter to Whitman, I salute you on the threshold of a great career. My grandparents would say to you in the Irish, Slán agus banacht cara macri. My generation would say to you in hippy dippy, peace, love, tie-dye. Best of luck and God bless.